I love you, my children. And I have come by this way tonight to enlarge your borders. I'm asking you to stretch out your tent pegs. I'm asking you to go the extra mile with me tonight. I'm giving you the gift tonight of my son Jesus' blood to go forth and conquer on all sides. I am with you in all that you say and all that you do. I am proud of each one of you tonight. You've been fighting the good fight of faith, and you're winning many battles. And I encourage you this night. And I am saying, keep going. Don't stop. Don't allow anyone to hinder you in the things I've called you for to do. Take my hand tonight. Take up the sword and go forth. I am surely blessing you in this holiday season. I promise you I'd give you good gifts this Christmas, and I am giving you good gifts. You will not lack, not one thing. Your coffers shall overflow in abundance. All will know that I have sent you. All will know that you are mine. My glory shall shine upon you. My glory will touch the nations as you go forth. This is a time of great rejoicing and jubilation in my children. No more. No more will the enemy steal your joy and your peace. For he knows that you are mine. He knows that you have passed test after test after test. I proved to him that you would not quit in the midst of any storm. You are released to go forth and do the great and mighty works that I've called you forth to do. Unhindered, unshackled, total freedom, taking my love to the nations. Be at peace. This is a season of peace. Be at peace. And let joy abundantly flow from deep within. I am that I am that I am. And there is none other like unto me in all this world. And I am is sitting here in your presence to give you all that you have need of tonight. Ask and receive and rejoice. Dance as David danced, unhindered, unshackled. Letting the world see that I am worth it all. I'm just hearing God say, joy unspeakable. A joy unspeakable will flood your souls, and you will take this joy to the world. You will take it into the dark, dark recesses of the world, and you will cause joy to rise up within these people who have no hope, no future, and they will turn and they will shun all manner of evil, and they will follow me. Do you want to walk in heavenly places with me? Do you want to walk the streets of gold and sit at my feet? I am calling you up hither right now to come into the realm that you have not yet seen. I have given you the keys to unlock all the doors. Come up higher. Come up higher. I weep when you weep. I rejoice when you rejoice. I dance when you dance. I am always there with you. You are never alone. Touch the hem of the garment tonight, my children, and be healed of all woundedness deep within. Touch the hem of the garment and rise up. Rise up above the beggarly elements of this world into my kingdom. No longer hindered. All shackles broken this night. The enemy has no more place. He has no more residence within inside of you. Come rejoicing. Come leaping and dancing. And forever stay in peace. You've asked many times, where is the glory, Lord? The glory is here right now. My glory comes in many facets. Just receive what my glory is bringing this night into your vessels of honor. Receive only what my glory can give you. No man can give you what I am giving you this night. Your ships have come in this night. Those ships of promises that I have given you through the years. Those promises are yes and here, amen. And they are here this night. Receive your ship, receive your cargo, and go forth rejoicing. One thing I ask of you tonight is learn to love deeper. Love deeper than you've ever loved before. Take my hand of solace and take this peace and this love to the world. Never once looking back. Never once regretting. Just walk forward. Walk forward. I want love to cover the earth this Christmas season. And my church must take that love to the world. Your homes, I want your homes saturated with love. I want forgiveness to start in your families. I want the love to start there. And then I want you to go forth and spread it throughout the land. My son brought love and he brought peace. He brought resurrection power. I want you to be like my son Jesus. I want you to go forth and bless the people, not curse. Every blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is here. Receive it first into your bosom, then take it to the peoples. Many are starving, and I don't mean for food. I mean for knowledge of who my son really is and how much heaven really loves them. You must pour that love into them. You must allow them to see that I am first of all a God of love and that I love my people. God is saying, as you go into the new year, you will go with total authority. You will go with a surety of heart that I am with you in all that you say and all that you do. You will go conquering on all sides, just not one or two. You will go forth with the message of honor and dignity, love in abundance. You will go forth because I have anointed you to go forth. And you will accomplish all that I have foreordained you to accomplish. This is the hour when my bride will be the most beautiful. This is the hour when my bride will honor me as I have honored her. This is a time of great revelation, knowledge being poured out upon each one of you that I have hand chosen. You will go forth. You will. And you shall do a great and mighty works for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You have been in a combat zone for quite some time now. But I'm taking you to a new place in me. A place of security. A place of importance. A place of dignity. Where all who come into your presence will know that they stand in the presence of the Most High God. Come to the throne room frequently. Come and allow me to bless you, embrace you, and fill you full of who I am. You've waited a long time for this, and the hour has come. Now rejoice and watch what I do through you. I heard your cries many, many times. God, am I going to make this? I don't want to lose out. I don't want you to turn me aside. Each time you came before me with a cry of your heart, I touched you and I strengthened you so you could go forth, so that you could continue on the path that I have placed your feet upon. Come now, I say unto you this night. Rise up. With your face to the wind. And just follow me with all of your heart. I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. And I want all who look upon your face to see the reflection of my son, Jesus. When they stand in your presence, I want them to feel the presence of my Holy Spirit. And when you speak, it will be with authority from the throne of grace. And the enemy will have no place. Some of you are trying to comprehend how much I love you. You will never be able to comprehend that. You would just have to take it by faith and know that I love you. I love you deeper than anyone could ever love you. I love you with a love that never ends. I am not bringing you human love. I am bringing you heavenly love. And my love never ends. It goes on and on and on. Take a stance tonight with my love walk and never allow the enemy to cause you to walk out of love. I've sent you to minister to the brokenhearted. I've sent you to minister to the lowly and the downhearted. Thank me that I have you wrapped in my arms. And then spread that love to all those around about you. Many out there don't know they're loved. They can't comprehend that anybody could love them. But you know that I love you. And my word says, freely you have received, now freely give. I'm asking you to give that love back into the community. I'm asking you to love the unlovable. I'm asking you to help those who cannot help themselves without complaining. There are many times, children, when you can't help yourself, and I come to your rescue. I never complain. I just do what I need to do. And I brush you off and I send you on your way. You do the same to those who do not know me in my fullness. They speak of me, but they don't know me. Show them my son Jesus through your love. I sent you to be a servant. And I want you to be a servant to those who don't know how to serve. This is a brand new year that you're entering into. And what you're entering into is something you've never seen before. And you are going to have to be walking close to me, holding my hand, listening intently to the instructions that I give you. We have to win the lost, children, at any cost. We have to bring in the harvest of souls that are dying. We have to do a great and a mighty works and do it quickly. Here I am, Lord, send me. I so desire to send you to the nations. I can't send you if you don't have the love walk down. But I so desire to send you. Tonight, I want to seal that love with the blood of my son, Jesus. I want to seal that love where the enemy can't come and take it. So as you sit before me this night, I am pouring out the blood of my son, Jesus, upon you. And I am sealing the love that I just poured into you so that I can send you to the nations with love oozing out of your pores and ministering to the down and outers, the lost and the undone. be at peace. Love carries peace. Be at peace. And love as you never loved before. This new year is going to be a year of love. It's a transition from hate to love. This world has been full of hate, murder. And I want to exchange it for love, unadulterated love. I poured myself into you in this room tonight. I was so pleased with your praise and worship, and I came and I poured myself into you. Now I'm asking you to pour yourself into others, the less fortunate, the ones who don't know me. And as you leave here this night, you're leaving with an assignment to carry my love. Never forgetting that I loved you when you were unlovable. I loved you when you were in the pit. I pulled you up out of the miry clay. And I loved you. And your assignment is to do the very same things to those around about you. And Andrew, my beloved, I say unto you this night, I am that I am. And I love you, son. When I placed you in your mother's womb, you and I agreed that you would come forth with pure love, pure joy. You would bring joy to the faces of those who are down and out. You would bring peace to those who have no peace. You would make them laugh and you would sing and dance as David danced and sang. That you would cause the people to rejoice when they had no reason to rejoice. And son, this is your year of jubilee. This is your year to go forth and bring in the harvest of lost souls. And I love you. I've always loved you, son. I take great delight in you. I love your smile. I love the twinkle in your eye. Trust me, son, as you pour out, I'll pour into you. You will never be dry. This is your year of jubilee. This is your year to go forth. This is your year for your ministry to begin, son. Rejoice. Rejoice always in me. And know that I am with you wherever you go. Aaron, God would say unto you this night, son of mine, it truly is jubilee year. It truly is a year to go forth undaunted by the sins and the cares of this world. And allow me to do a perfect work through you to minister to my people wherever you go. I put that smile on your face, son, and I put that laughter in your voice for a reason. And that reason is that you can win the lost. And son, sometimes you won't feel like laughing and you won't feel like rejoicing. You won't feel like ministering. But those are the times, son, as you cry out to me, I, the Lord thy God, I will come down and I will sup with you. And I will change and I will rearrange. And I will bring security in your heart. I will bring stability in your walk with me. And you and I will go forth and win many, many souls for the kingdom. I've placed a song in your heart, son, and I want you to sing for the Most High God. I want you to dance for the Most High God. I want to use you as an instrument of praise. I want to use you, son, to spread my love wherever you go. You wonder why I've pulled you aside to a secret place, why I told you I want you to be alone. I'm a jealous God. And I don't want you to have any other gods before me. And I brought you to this secret place, son, so I could teach you how to love and how to minister love and how to dance and rejoice, even in the hard times. We've gone many, many miles, son, and we have so many more miles to go. You will travel down different roads, but they won't be roads that you chose. They will be my roads that I have chosen for your feet to trod. Do not try to second guess me, son. Just follow me, just trust me, and just love my people. And you will have fun on this journey. I promise you that. Many things you've asked me for, son, you were not yet ready to receive. Your heart wasn't where it should be. Your emotions weren't settled. But, son, all that is changing. I am rearranging so many things in your life right now and sending you into a new year, a new person, a new vessel of honor that I can work through. All that you've gone through, son, has not been for naught. You went through a season of hardship. You went through a season where you thought you'd never make it. But those seasons are over, son. A brand new season lies before you. Take my hand with much grace and walk with me and talk with me to cool the evening, son. As I did with Adam, I want to do with you. I want to come and sup with you and to cool the evening. I want to take your hand and just walk with you and give you deep secrets about my kingdom. I know you're ready, son, or I wouldn't be talking to you this night. So here we go. Brand new year, brand new life. You and I. You and I, son, and all of heaven is at your disposal. I'm just hearing God say that he's getting ready to drop a bomb, B-O-M-B, a revelation on some of you in here tonight. He's going to reveal things to you about your life that you've never known before. And in order for him to do that, he needs your full permission to drop that bomb, a revelation upon you. So if you want God to reveal the deep secrets to you about yourself, just give him permission right now to do that. And I'm also hearing God say that after he gives you this deep revelation, some of you are going to walk the corridors of hell. And he's going to teach you about hell so that you'll know how to minister to those who are dropping into hell. And because he's going to send you down there to bring them back out. And I'm also hearing him say that many of you are going to have encounters with the enemy face to face. And as you have those encounters, God's going to let you see exactly what the enemy's doing. And you'll be able to break the stronghold that the enemy has over other people's lives. He's given you deep, deep, deep revelation of what hell is really all about. You know, and he's saying that hell is divided into different areas, different rooms, different corridors, and he needs you to know all about hell so that you can minister to the people that are out on the street who are trapped in those corridors in hell. And God at one point told us that he's going to use us to even go down into hell and pull the people out of hell. Remember that? Well, this is a time right now, and God's trying to give you revelation of yourself so you know exactly where you're standing. And then if you see something lacking in your own life, you can ask God to give you wisdom in those areas. And God's also saying some of you in here are going to have street ministries. And through the street ministries, people are going to start churches. They will actually start churches on the street and then take them into buildings. So he needs you full of revelation knowledge of what he really wants you to say and do when you're out there on the street. And I hear him say that momentum is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger, for this is truly the time to bring in the harvest. And he's saying that the people on the streets, they're fed up with what they have, of what they've been doing, and they're ready to receive the word of the Lord and to be changed. And he's also saying the way that he's taken you, you've never gone before. It's going to be completely new. You haven't even heard it being taught. Because of the Holy Spirit will go with you. And he will teach you as you go. That you won't have to be afraid to go. That the Holy Spirit will go with you. And he'll speak through you and tell you exactly what to do in every situation. And I'm just hearing God say there's somebody watching tonight, and her name is Heather. And God is saying, Heather, I am bringing you forth. I am doing a powerful work within your life. I've heard your cries. I've listened intently to everything you have to say. And I've come this night to give you answers to your questions and to set you at liberty so that you can therefore go forth and set others at liberty. Your circumstances I've already taken care of. Everything you desire has already been fulfilled. And I'm going to bring it from the heavenly realm to the natural realm. And you're going to know that I'm God. Well, Father, I thank you and I praise you for tonight. You know, we just can't thank you enough for the way you visit us tonight. Yes. And all your awesomeness. And how you've just poured into us tonight. And Father God, we trust you and we believe in you. And we know that, like you said, it's a brand new year we're entering into. And we're leaving all the old behind. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.